Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding. Yes, I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning
to lean.
Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene, and all that he asks
is
a childlike trust and a heart
that's pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm learning to
read. Every day I'm
learning to
read. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, and thank you. Certainly today the Lord has shown me to rejoice and I want to say so did with Timothy as he on Timothy's tree, mentored him, trained him, developed him, certainly the encouragement. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, I begin at verse 1, and we read down to verse 15. After Paul had got Timothy situated there in Ephesus, he gave him many, many, many instructions because he needed them. And no doubt this book of Timothy is considered a preacher's manual, so to speak. But it also is a Christian's manual as well. There are many who are in ministry preachers. I see a lot of preachers who need to have further guidance in ministry. And certainly Timothy was to me. But because there will become times where you would wonder whether or not is this what I really need to be. So God, you can be saved and you go to heaven without being a preacher, so to speak. But if you are a preacher, you need to be encouraged on a regular basis because it can be different talk and challenging from time to time. And so Paul was making Timothy aware of what he was about to get into. And in chapter 1, he says in verse 8, "Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God." Paul was going to warn Timothy ahead of time. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed of the gospel. Don't be embarrassed, ashamed of me being incarcerated from time to time. All of this is done to promotion of the gospel. And then it begins chapter 2. In verse 16 of that chapter, he uses word again, ashamed. He said, "The Lord give mercy to the house of Onesimus, as he offered fresh meat and was not ashamed of my chains." There are times where Timothy was made aware of that this idea of being embarrassed because of the affiliation with the apostle Paul would be before him from time to time. And then in verse 12 of that same book, he said, "For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed." This word ashamed comes up again. "I'm embarrassed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep me against which I've committed against that day." When Paul say he gave himself to the Lord, he gave himself to the Lord. And now he's encouraging Timothy to realize that once you give yourself to the Lord, you can't be ashamed, you can't be embarrassed about the testimony of the Lord, nor about being incarcerated from time to time, because these things will happen. So we see this word ashamed comes up in verse 8 of chapter 1 and 2 Timothy. We see it comes up as word shame. It comes again in verse 12 of chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. And then we see it comes up again in verse 16 in chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. But then we come to this second chapter of 2 Timothy, and we get to verse 15. And we see this word pops up once again. It says, "Study to show thyself approved of God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." See, there is something to this word ashamed, as far as we see Paul keeps referring to it, because of the fact Paul realized that there will be times in the work of the ministry, whether you're male or female, that you may be facing some embarrassing moment. Say, for instance, as a member of the body of Christ, your minister somewhat misrepresents the truth of the gospel in the public eye, or one of your members get arrested for misbehavior or something real terrible happened to the church, or whatever the case may be. A light's turned off or something, get real terrible out there in ministry from time to time. But this idea of being ashamed or being embarrassed keeps coming up. And if you're going to be a worker in the ministry, a minister or a Christian worker, you have to, as Paul says, study. And I know studies have reference in the English context of studying and reading, but here it has reference to due diligence. That is, avail apply, develop, train, monitor, coach, cultivate yourself. Study, and here is a craftsmanship passage. Study, give diligence, work on it hard, meditate, concentrate, navigate. Don't become distracted because you are a workman. See, when you are a workman, you design things or plowshares, or you are a farmer, crafting, you building tables or benches or whatever your skill set may be. You have to, at some point, display your finished product before someone, before it goes to market. And he said, study to show yourself approved. And in this case, he had to demonstrate his ministryship, his skill in being a man of God. Only one person he needed to prove himself to, demonstrate, that himself to God. See, oftentimes we, in ministry, whether it be male or female, preacher or just a good sister and supporting ministry, we get the mindset that we have to praise too many people. But really, if we focus on pleasing God is what Paul was told Timothy, that you've been chosen as a soldier to please the one who recruited you, who chose you in verse 4. So no man warreth and take himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. God chose us. Christ chose us to be a soldier. He and he alone is the only one we ought to worry about, who's really satisfied with our workmanship. Well, yeah, we know that we got human beings we are working with and around, but when we really understand the truth of the matter, God is who we need to approve ourselves to. It's a workman that needed not be ashamed. When you know you demonstrated and worked as hard as you can to please God, what others think and feel about you, yeah, we know as humans it matters, but it really doesn't matter. It only really matters when it comes to how God feels about what I do and how I am. He said, study, give diligence, focus, concentrate, demonstrate, equip, develop yourself to approve, be approved of God, a workman that need not be ashamed, that is embarrassed of your craftsmanship, of your lifestyle for Christ. And in this case here, you're dealing as a teacher or a preacher rightly, or handling aright the word of truth. In other words, there were false teachers in the church in Ephesus, and that was the very thing that Paul asked Timothy to combat or fight against. And now he's correcting him. I want you to be just as I want you to rightly divide the word of truth. Don't handle incorrectly the word of God or the truth of the gospel as some of those leaders in the church was doing. But you give diligence, you demonstrate, you focus, you mold yourself, develop yourself as a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It tells in verse 16, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker of whom Amelius and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past. So when it talks about a word right to divide the word of truth, ensure that you don't get caught up in gossip and senseless and base, senseless teachings and controversies. Avoid being a part of that, these unsavory conversations. And this is something that on our jobs and our professional areas, we need to avoid getting involved in these break room discussions that gender strife, that anguish, that needless, and that shameful. Don't laugh at smutty jokes of your coworkers because they're feeling though you endorse their jokes, you endorse their behavior, you endorse the lifestyle. We need to keep ourselves clear from all these things that can bring an embarrassing moment. I know there's a time back when I was caught up in a situation, and the first thing came out of a person's mouth, I thought you was a preacher. Well, I am. Well, that was one little moment that I probably shouldn't have been laughing at the joke they told, although it was funny, but I should not have been caught up laughing at that joke at that time in front of that person. And I learned from an innocent outing or innocent engagement how that people is waiting to mock you and embarrass you because you lay claim to being a child of God. And so we need to be aware that these things does occur. So today I just wanted to let you know that we ought to do diligence to assure ourselves approved of the God as a workman that need not be ashamed of our workmanship, our craftsmanship, as we rightly or handle aright the word of God. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day. We're so thankful for this moment. We need to realize that we are not to be ashamed of our relationship with Christ, not to be embarrassed, but we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed as we handle aright or we rightly divide the word of truth. We can't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We can't be ashamed that we have chosen these ministers or support of the ministry. We can't be ashamed of the hard times we go through because we're doing all this for the glory of God, for the glory of Christ. So we pray for those today on this call, those who are going through difficult moments in their life. We pray that their day be a great day, a super duper day, a great Thursday, that they can walk with their heads high because they're not embarrassed to let people know that I am a Christian, I am a child of God, I am a child of the King, and I'm not ashamed of it. As we live this life, as we live this day, this we do pray in your Son Christ's name. Amen.